I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I hear him chatting the noise, move too quick, can't stop for the talking. I hear him chat with the boys, man, so tough, but man's keep walking.
G'day, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Cancer Been Our podcast. This is episode quite a few, and I tell you what, it's a beautiful episode because it's got me in it. I've just jumped out of the shower, I had wet hair, so I threw this fucking old cap on that I bought in Scotland, and I tell you what, it's going to be a great show because we have a great sponsor. It's called Patreon. It's our Patreon, $1 a month. Come and watch this episode live every single week, and you get some of the best content. Last week, Josh Blue and Nielsen, ladies and gentlemen, of course.
What's up, baby?
Last week, we had two dwarfs fucking.
Yeah.
That's what we uploaded on Patreon.
And it could be anything.
It could be anything. You don't know what's coming up this week. It could be us fucking with this hat on.
It could be any. It could fucking hope so.
It's going to be. It nearly happened the other night, Blue.
Me and you.
Me and you. Well, me and anyone.
Oh, you were.
On the Bucks show.
You were anybody's on the Bucks the other night.
On the Bucks the other night. I tell you what. What a time it was.
Well, it was good fun, Isaac. But I got to say, I made this known on the night, and I'm going to make it known again now. There's not enough bullying for my liking on that Buck show.
Yeah, well,
I like to see humiliation, degradation, embarrassment, shame, and all we had was a fucking good day out with our mates on the piss.
Disgusting.
It fucking makes me sick.
I've never understood the whole Buck show mentality where you're supposed to bully the groom.
Well, you're an idiot for getting married and you need to be.
Mate, I tell you what, I'm very happy to be married.
You're not yet, you're not.
No, we're married in 20 days.
It is a weird concept that the Buck needs to get just fucking obliterated. But it didn't happen. You put your foot down.
Said fucking don't come
near. We just had a nice day out. Races, cigars, people cocktails.
People were blowing up that I was at the races, and even though I talk shit about the greyhound industry.
I was blowing up about that. Not that I give a fuck either way. But
here's my issue. What else do you do? I had nothing else to do. Everyone's going, oh, we'll go go-kart. And I was like, fuck, I'm not going go-kart.
Nah, the race is a good day out.
It's a great day out. You don't have to go and bet. You just go and drink.
You were betting.
No betting.
We were punting.
No, I wasn't.
Punting up a storm.
I wasn't.
What are those little tickets in your hands?
I think they were like medication scripts or something for my epilepsy. I think you're not to bring it up on the podcast. Jesus Christ.
Nah, it was a good day. You were fucking, we're pretty drunk.
I was fucked.
We're hammered.
It's fucked. By the time, I don't know what's wrong with me. Oh, there's a lot wrong.
There's plenty. How much time you got?
But I get really bad migraines when I drink piss.
We're in the sun. It was a cracking day.
It was a relatively warm day for a winter's day.
Some big names too. The great Frenchie made the trip up.
Mate, here's the thing with Frenchie.
He's good value, eh?
King of the kids.
You wouldn't think being a comedian that he'd be fun, but he actually was heaps
of
fun.
He's a great dude.
Fuck yeah.
18, 19, 20, 21-year-olds love him.
So I was saying to Lordy just before we flicked the mics on, you blokes got peppered at the races.
I was fine.
Yeah, you did well. Like, no, but Frenchie, you're right. Frenchie gets destroyed.
They love him.
Yeah.
They love him. And they go after him. And Frenchie said to me, this is hilarious, right? He goes, oh, I chose my suit because I thought we were going to be in a tent.
like
our own little marquee. I was like, mate, it's a giant marquee. Like, we paid $160 a person to go into that. I don't think you've paid yet, by the way.
TC said he'd tick it up.
Did he?
I've paid you, fuckwit. You fuckwit.
So, mate, don't get mad with your little. By the way, Bluey's got a beautiful stubby holder. With tits on it.
It's a knitted stubby holder. That's a pair of breasts.
The nitty titty.
It's great. I don't know where to put my lips. On the can or on the breasts?
Well, why don't you go for all three?
Just sucked a lot of it.
Oh. But no, it was great.
Yeah, Frenchie's suit. He looked like he was, it was like something out of Austin Powers. It was great.
So not only is Frenchie quite a tall fellow.
He's fucking
big
tall.
Big mullet.
Yeah.
He's got this suit on that makes him stand out like dog's balls. And everyone recognises him anyway.
Yeah.
So he's just harassed the entire day.
And when we went out afterwards too, I remember some young Eshe with a mullet and who was kicked out shortly afterwards got him from behind and grabbed Frenchie with the camera front. Holy shit. He does well to say his composers. He does. He's just getting assaulted all day.
He hates it.
Does he?
And he goes to me,
don't say that. He's a man of the people.
No, he likes saying hello to people, but not grabbed around the fucking neck.
I can't imagine anyone.
Some grabbed me by my feather boa. I had a feather boa on, by the way. It was pink. It was beautiful. It did stain my shirt, because I was a bit annoyed about it. Some cunt grabbed the feather boa and pulled me. Some lady.
You can call her.
She was a cunt. And she got, I don't want to say who it was because we know.
Oh, was it someone known to us?
Yeah. You know her husband.
Okay. Let's leave it at that.
Anyway, she just walked out of nowhere and just grabbed. I'm sure she's a lovely person, but at this point, she grabs me by the feather boa and just reefs it and pulls it, hurts me neck, throws me out for weeks. And anyway, long story short, and then she grabbed my phone off me, and I was on the phone to Claire, which apparently on my buck show, I'm allowed to call the bride.
That's another thing.
Checking in on her, see how she is.
That's gay.
I loved it.
Not beautiful. Enough. No.
But here's the thing. A lot of people get in relationships and they hate their bride. I know you talk about it a bit.
We're good. Jesse doesn't listen to this. Bitch.
I've known you for 10 years. I still have not met your wife.
Well, I've only been with her for three, and there she's my girlfriend as well, not my wife.
Well, so. Where is she, mate? She's coming to the wedding.
She'll be at the wedding, yeah. That'll be the first time you'll meet her.
Oh, hi,
that'll be awkward for her.
Enjoy the free food, you bitch. Yeah.
I'll be like, please say that to her. She'd get so awkward.
Would she? Yeah. I should just play it up.
Hope you've had a nice day on my dollar.
It's nice to finally meet you. Yeah. Thanks for coming and eating our free food.
Thanks for making the effort to meet us today. She would be mortified, and I'd just be laughing.
I just got my final invoice sent to me from the wedding
venue. Oh, Christ.
Should we have a look?
Yeah. Should we leave it for people to have a guess in the... Oh, that's a good one for Patreon. Leave that for the Patreon. If you want to know how much Butty's wedding's going to cost in full, itemized bill, Patreon, dollar a month. Or you just want to tell everyone now.
God.
Can I have a look?
So I've already paid $3,500. This is just for the wedding venue hire.
Oh, Christ.
I paid another $7,500 the other day.
It's a nice joint that you're doing it at though.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
But I owe that much.
What's that cut? Get your food.
That's it. Yeah, food. Food, the wedding hire venue. That's just the privilege of being able to hire it. Yeah, that's just hiring it and the food and the drink package as well.
That's pretty reasonable.
So it's not bad.
That's all right.
That's not bad. But then you got to add on the dress.
Yeah.
The suit.
Your suit probably costs more than Claire's dress.
No. Because I got a good deal with the great people at Rundle's Tailoring. If you're in Newcastle, go down to Rundle's Tailoring. They will hook you up with the best tailored suits money can buy. I tell you what. Thank you, Andrew, for the fucking beautiful suit.
You are a filthy whore.
It is.
You are an absolute slut.
Mate, people say,
anything.
I remember someone said to me, I don't want to do ads on YouTube. I was like, you fucking loser.
You moron. Sell out.
People know that they have to do it.
Just like we've sold out to the crispy cold taste of Steel City Lager.
The best drink money can buy.
Brewed here in the city of Newcastle.
Get bloke beer.
Yeah. Nice. Pay us.
Somebody just like... This is the best thing about being a massive deal on the internet. People send you free shit, but I never get free beer.
Free beer is what we need.
That's what I want.
Yeah.
That's all I want in life. Anyway, so.
Surely someone will jump on board, sponsor the podcast.
What's going with Steel City? As if you wouldn't send
Boys, reach out. They're actually pretty cool. I've had a little bit of back and forth with them on socials. They're pretty cool. They're not that cool, obviously. Give us some fucking cartons.
Fucking. You know what you should post? Because we had a photo of you with the titty thing.
Yes.
I'll do one without the titty thing. And then we'll hit them up and say, boys, free beer for the podcast.
So, give us some sauce. This is great listening for the people listening to this. I'm trying to get some freebies.
I know cartons are pretty expensive, $60 or something?
Yeah.
So I want $63. Yeah. Can someone throw me a pineapple and one of the blue ones?
Please. This is good. The pale ale is lovely.
Mm.
Very good. Anyway. I'm only just back to stomaching a beer after the weekend. I was fucking crooked till
yesterday. So Bluey turns up at the it wasn't at the races, at the go-kart track.
No, it was the races. the horse go-karts.
The horse karts. He turns up.
That's crook.
Genuinely my thing between the greyhounds and the horse races is greyhounds cost fuck all and horse races thoroughbreds are like 100K.
You know why I was late? Because I went to the dog track first. I thought we'd be there. I thought the Bucks was at the dog track.
No, we're doing good stuff with the dogs. We're going to get them banned in Australia. So if you bet on the dogs, I hope you die. Anyway, you better not do it.
I don't punt at all.
So
my money goes up my nose.
What about in the toilets at the races?
I didn't do any narcotics at the races.
One of my siblings wasn't doing it. Well, he comes up to me in the bathroom.
Well, there's only two of them there.
There was only two of them there.
And so I don't think.
You can guess. Everyone can guess.
Well, I don't want to throw anyone under the bus, but the one that I played footy with, I don't think fucking gets down like that. And he had to play the next day.
One of them come into the toilet. I'll give you a hint. It wasn't the tall one.
Oh, what?
Anyway, Jonas, my brother, he goes, you having a bit of coke or what, mate? I said, no, mate, my coke days are over.
You're anxious enough, mate.
I am a fucking mess, all right?
I could see you looking around. And I said, do you know what would make you relax? A big line of coke. Really fucking. Your head would fall off.
Fuck, man.
You'd be so tense.
I loved coke when I was younger. It is a great.
Love's a strong word. You're good,
They're
mate.
Great. It's honestly.
It's fun. No one's saying you love
fun.
It.
It's fun. And if you're under 18, don't do it. If you're over 18, get into it.
Get stuck into it. It's terrible. It fucks people's lives
this
up.
This is what, like, there was a story the other day about these young guys on, and I got a video coming out of it about it either today or tomorrow on YouTube. Anyway, these young AFL dudes, and they were rating women out of 10.
How'd they go? Any good sorts?
So they got hammered on a current affair. A current affair does this massive story saying these blokes are fucking, they're
pigs,
they're athletes, and they're kids' role models and they're heroes. And I was like, this is what they're doing in their own time. You know, adult things, like they're talking about women and all that type of stuff. Number one, don't show your kids. But where does that stop? Do you then start talking about them getting drunk, blind drunk? Are they still role models when they come on a woman's face?
Probably, I don't know.
Well, that's the thing. Like, at what point do they no longer become role models? Is it after a certain time of night? What happens?
Yeah, I think, I don't know, with athletes especially, like they're expected to, when you're in the public eye, you get paid a lot of money. Well, yeah, it is, but.
It fucking does my head in. It's like why would any kids who are impressionable know about this?
Because current affairs, and that's the thing, they're giving it more airtime than probably what it deserves.
But also, this was the great thing about that story was, this is in the Collingwood Football Club.
They've got a checkered history with discipline.
They do. I heard they don't mind the old magic dust.
Yeah. Well, didn't Eddie McGuire get sacked for some crazy racist comments as well? I don't think Collingwood's benchmark for moral authority.
Let's not talk negatively about the great Eddie McGuire who hosts
Millionaire Hot Seat.
That comes on before the news, and I always catch the last two.
You would too while you're at your din-dins.
Din-dins, bar. What is the time? The Collingwood Football Club, they have some issues at the moment. Some bloke went over to Bali and started punching holes in someone in America and all that type of stuff. But these two guys, they were laying in bed together, which is interesting, but whatever. Blokes and blokes.
Just the boys.
Just the boys getting it done. And they're rating chicks. Get hammered in the media, dragged through the media. They've got all this media there at the training session. They're all getting smashed online. 2 days before, 3 days before, 4 days before, you notice how I'm saying different days. I actually don't know how long it was before.
You got no idea.
But within a week before, two girls from the AFLW at the Collingwood Football Club make the exact same video because it's a TikTok trend about dudes. No one cares.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. Makes me sick. Double standards.
Current affair. It is. It is double fucking standards.
Well, it is. And, like, it's annoying because, you know, they're in the same space. They're literally doing the same job.
Well.
Someone's doing it better than
Let's be honest.
Same job.
Yeah. No, you're doing so good.
They'd be getting paid the same, wouldn't they?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I bet. It's like learner drivers and NASCAR drivers. Yeah, they're doing the same thing.
They're both driving, but yeah, let's be real.
Let's be real here.
It's annoying. I didn't know that. That's annoying. Mm. Speaking of annoying.
Oh, here we go.
The fucking teachers are striking again today. Like, they're actually, this is going to, when this comes out, they'll have striked a few days before. They're on strike right now.
Listen, we were talking about this on the Mum and Dad show earlier in the week. And I held my tongue a bit.
I bet you didn't.
I didn't. But I held it a little bit because Claire's here. I don't want to. But listen, if you're a teacher out there, this is a direct message to you. I don't care if you're listening or you're watching. Fuck off. You've been striking for years. Do you know what an average teacher makes?
I'd say it's 70-something.
$83,000 a year. Shut your stupid fucking mouth. Straight out of uni, they get 70K. Shut the fuck up. Stop striking. If you're a nurse, go and strike, okay? You 100%. Deserve better conditions. You deserve better everything, right? Even vets. If you're a vet, go and strike. If you work at super cheap auto, go and strike. But if I see another teacher striking, no wonder. No wonder no one respects you. No wonder no one wants to come to parent-teacher fucking night because it's just you idiots whinging. Yeah, I got a 68 ATAR and I got into teaching. Yeah, you don't even have to be smart. Fuck Christ.
What's the bell?
I don't know. It turned up.
That's nice. Yeah, no, it's annoying. And this time it's combined annoyance because the Catholics have jumped in on it. So it's an unprecedented strike.
Well, thank Christ the Catholics are there because if the kids aren't attended to, you don't want the Catholics around.
Someone watch the Catholics.
Somebody keep an eye on those fucking kids.
Talking about and the audacity of the fucking Catholic teachers to go and strike about pay because they get paid more than the fucking lot of them.
No.
Yes.
Did you know I didn't get let into St. Francis Xavier because I wasn't religious?
You're too ugly. None of the priests wanted anything to do with you.
What about at SFX here in Newcastle? They've got the brothers. Yeah, you'll stop giggling. They've got the brothers that walk around throughout the day. They're like the religious figures of the school. They walk through the quadrangle.
Through the toilets.
How long do you reckon they would have lasted at fucking, where'd you go? Gates?
Warner's Bay. Warner's,
you went to Warner's Bay?
Yeah, fucking pretty Darrow.
Gross. How long do you reckon they would have lasted where I went at Whitebridge or Warner's Bay High without an apple to the face?
Yeah, not long.
Not long. They'd have to be using that crucifix. They
get spear-tackled and daxed and fucking shit thrown at them. Like, you should have it your buck show. Oh,
fuck you.
Isaac kept joking about leaving early because everyone was quite concerned that you wouldn't stay for the day and we're all worried about you leaving early. So I'd drawn up this master plan. I was going to let him go if he wants to go. But then I was going to hide in some bushes out the front when you thought you were in the clear. I was going to fucking cut you in half, like bolt from nowhere and spear-tackle you. I was telling him, no, if he wants to go, he can go.
Like Scotty Sattler.
Yeah, and just kill you. It's never Jason. Eventuated.
No, I wasn't going to leave. I was just, everyone's going, oh, you leave. I'm the king of smoke bombing it.
Yeah. I did a fair one myself.
Well, this is what I was about to say. From the bloke who brings you, oh, Isaac, don't leave early, I give you Josh Bluey Nielsen left at 7 o'clock.
It was later than 7.
7:30 o'clock.
Oh, we're at the Delaney, the pub we're at, was full of fucking wankers.
Oh, my God.
Remember that bloke that just kept grabbing everyone? There was a fight imminent. I felt there was... Violence was imminent.
He didn't grab me. Probably scared.
You're very intimidating. He grabbed Jark. Jark was fucking hammered,
how good's
man.
Jark?
Holy shit. Remember we had a moment. We were in this nice bar before we got to the wanker bar and we were all in that, the speakeasy where we shut the doors and smoked cigars.
So there was this, beautiful whiskey bar.
Yeah. It was sick. It was quite classy.
It was very, very nice. And some idiot we were with pissed in the fucking bin.
Yeah. Like, so too nice for us. The fact that they let us in and then gave us the speakeasy was like, Poor judgment from them.
I don't think they gave it to us.
Well, we took it.
We walked in.
We took it. But we were having a nice moment where we were like, oi, actually, while we're all together, let's tell some yarns that we can't spin at the wedding. And we were all trying to have a bit of a moment about, you. And Jark was just like fucking hammered, wouldn't stop talking. Like,
ah! I've never met a man that can drink that much.
He was hammered.
He's a weapon. And he'll go for days.
Yeah.
He'll go for days.
Yeah. Yeah.
Talking about
that was another reason I had to get away from him because he was talking about going back to his joint and he only lives about a kilometre on the same street down the road from where I do.
He
was talking about going back to his and I was like, this, you don't get home. If you go there, you don't get home
on
Sunday.
You get sucked into the vortex and you never leave.
You're there Sunday night. You're there Sunday morning waiting for the bottle shop to open again and then you're there at fucking Sunday night going, fuck, I've got work in a few hours.
Because I was like 18 or 19 when I met Jark.
Yeah.
And I remember walking in just going, oh my God, this man is like insane. And that sort of introduced me to the drug culture in football as well.
I think he likes the Persian rugs.
Don't know anything about that. Not Jark in particular. This story isn't about Jark. No, seriously, it seriously isn't. It's about another guy who played in the same footy club as I on Mad Monday or Silly Sunday, came to the pub with a bag full of 500 pingers.
It's a lot.
500.
And then he said, what are you guys having?
But
that's commercial quantity.
Isn't it?
I think you go to jail for a bit for that.
40 years.
Yeah.
And I looked and I was like, oh my God, I'm like 19 years old. I've never seen drugs in my life. I remember first time I saw coke, I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
There's drugs.
Yeah.
And then it was like that. And so I just got used to it after that. I was like, whatever.
Yeah, especially footy. Like you say, like footy culture is sort of like, not great, but like you're exposed to like, especially like the older boys.
Yeah.
Generally synonymous. And I think at like every level, not just talking about pub footy, but like local comp,
And probably, it goes to the AFL as well. It's just
100%. I think just blokes. It's blokes blowing off steam. Yeah. And it's part of that's getting high. It's probably not ideal, but it's reality. Mm. And anyway, some fucked up dudes on the weekend.
There was some fucked up. And one who turned up late.
That fucking.
That's you.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Lordy just appeared out the front of the deli.
Well, he was very late.
Where did you come from, you fucking lunatic? You just appeared.
He rang me, but I had missed call. I'd already passed out at that stage.
I've got to give Lordy a microphone. I was thinking about
didn't
it
you buy more sound gear?
Yeah, it's still in the box. Where did you come from?
I was just probably about 10 minutes away.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Yeah, you told me where you were.
Don't remember that.
You were drunk. It was good to see you drunk.
You know what? And to be honest, Lordy, I hate to bring this up on the podcast. I had the thought of inviting you, but I've had this thing where I work with people and then we become friends and it's harder to work with them. And I don't mean to bring this up to fucking talk shit about you, but I hate fucking ruining friendships with work. And that's why I didn't invite you. I love you. I think you're a very nice person and I enjoy your company.
He's a good man. And apparently a grog monster too.
Yeah, that is also an issue.
He was telling me about
the coke.
I don't know about the narcotics, but Lordy was talking to me about his weekly budget the other week and I won't go into specifics, but he said, basically, he needs money for grog and cigarettes, and he's sweet.
What about Lordy smokes? We know.
I didn't know he smoked. For
no
starters.
One knew. No one knew.
Didn't know he fucking filmed porn on the side.
Hang on, have we talked about this?
Yeah, we did on last week's show. That's the only reason I know.
We need to get this man a fucking microphone.
I know. He
films porn on the side, shooting content for OnlyFans. Same thing.
Could be shooting heroin,
smoking durries,
smoking darts,
drinking piss,
whiskey connoisseur.
Gets out of a car on the weekend with a camera taking photos of me. Do you have those photos? I got to see them.
They can't be good.
Oh, no way. But I got home and I went and picked Claire up from
What time did you get home?
About 10:30.
That's all right.
Oh, I had a stinging, this is what I was saying before, I have a stinging headache. That's what knocks me down when I go out on the piss. It just hits me. I don't know why. I don't know. Claire reckons I'm allergic to piss.
You're allergic to fun is what I reckon.
Yeah, I so am, man.
You look like you're having fun.
I had a great day. I had a fucking great day. No strippers.
No, that was another thing. There was no fatogram. I wanted a fatogram. I wanted possibly a nude small person chained to you all day or a genuine stripper because strip shows are fun.
Strip shows are fun.
And they're fun.
They are fun, but I've seen too many to look at a stripper and be the groom and enjoy it.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to enjoy it. We are. They're not for you, mate.
It's
for your pig mates. It's not for you.
Could you imagine me coming home and explaining to Claire why I've got my pubes shaved? That would be cream down the back
hilarious.
Of my I remember the Mad
Great Monday. Content for the Patreon.
That is true. The Mad Monday strippers. The Mad Monday strippers have always been great.
It's a great day. Like, it's not about.
Until my last year of footy, I was sitting with the great Taylor Callan.
TC. Shout out TC.
Shout out to TC.
Done a great job organising the Bucks.
Every time I had an empty beer, he's like, I fucking love that.
I messaged him and said, I'm not paying for those tickets. And then I said, but you did a great job organising the day.
He's a great dude.
And he said, can you please pay me? And I said, Taylor, fucking drop it. I blocked him.
Don't talk to me again. So we were sitting on a Mad Monday and we lost on the Saturday. So it was Saturday night, Sunday, Monday. This is Monday afternoon, probably about 4 or 5 in the arvo. So it's starting to get
dark.
Cold.
It's starting to dark, get grim.
Bad. Stripper arrives. We've eaten dinner too. We had a feed.
That's big. I'm just grabbing this. Remind me when you're done. I've got a story about this as well.
Thank you. Now, the stripper arrives, starts doing the stripping.
That's late for the ripper.
I know. And she's old. And we're sort of just.
She's battle hardened.
So I'm sort of laying, but relaxing next to Taylor. And we look at each other and go, this is it.
Yeah.
Never again.
Yeah.
I don't think I can look at a stripper ever again.
That's late.
It's too late. Because we start drinking at 8.
Well, I'm the same. And I like we've alluded to before, I don't mind getting on the Persians on these kind of weekends. And by the time you've.
What are Persians?
Persian rugs, drugs.
Oh.
It's rhyming slang.
Thank you.
Switch on.
If you get sacked from your job?
I'd be the first scaffolder to get sacked for drug use. I think. They're not exactly performance enhancing. But. by that time of the night, you start to get a bit anxious and nothing will ramp your anxiety up like a stripper rocking up and then the bikie that's there with it to collect the cash too. So they can be quite anxiety inducing for sure, but they're always funny. I think they're always great.
They are funny.
Like I've said a few times, I've had a heap of mates getting married the last like 2 years. So there's been heaps of buck shows. So there's been heaps of strip shows.
Yep.
I'm always crying laughing.
It's great.
And always like, I always, this is going to sound stupid, but I always try and go out of my way to make sure she's comfortable because it can't be easy. And I know they fucking.
You're that bloke. Do you want me to get you your number in case you leave anything?
I can take you away from this life.
Come and sit. Oh, you're right. You're comfy. Do you want a pillow? Do you want a pillow while you jam yourself?
You know, because some blokes get weird and go like try to get real horny. And I kind of just go, look, I'm not laughing at you. This is just hilarious. I don't want it to feel like I'm fucking laughing at him.
There was this one man I played football with, a great dude. I haven't seen him in a while, but his profession is very professional.
Yeah.
Like so professional that if I told you what it was, I won't, you'd be like, okay, that's professional.
Yeah. Can you give us just
he's in the
listeners.
Medical field.
Yeah, okay, cool. So like
medical field.
Yeah.
And so.
So he's like a doctor potentially.
Not that high up. Anyway.
I know, but like I'm just for the listeners, mate.
Well, he's not. He's not
it's
a
whatever,
doctor.
Just to give people an idea of.
He's not a chiropractor either.
What kind of sicko this bloke is.
Let's say he's a dentist. He's not.
Yeah.
Let's say he's an orthopedic surgeon. He's not either that. Not that either. He had a dildo in his mouth.
Yeah.
He was so fucking drunk. It was hilarious. And this woman is bouncing on top of his head. And his face, like he was just so drunk, he didn't know where he was. Like, and he's just staring into this woman's asshole. And she's just like, I don't know if he was going in and out of consciousness or what. And he's just like, oh my God, is that the Death Star? Like, what am I looking at here?
It gets full on, eh? Some of them are confronting.
I remember two girls going down on each other.
That's nice. That's not confronting. That's awesome.
But it's like 5 in the afternoon. Yeah, and I'm like, oh.
The sun's still up.
I'm like, what the fuck?
I don't know where to look. It is. It's wild. There was one that I was on where she rolled back. We're going pretty hard. Fuck it. That's what this podcast is about. She rolled back, poured a whole beer in a snatch.
What? Hang on.
Yeah.
How did she pour it in? Like
cracked a can and just like rested it on her lips and then just like chugged it.
So it went inside her.
And then got over the buck's face went and just fucking soaked him with beer. And we were like, what the fuck is going? It was one of the wildest things I've ever seen. Like complete waterfall. And just
that is outrageous.
Pussy beer everywhere. And we were like, everyone like stood and applauded. They're great performers.
But that's not what I want. That's not what I want.
Again, it's not about you. It's about us.
At everyone else's bucks, I'd be like, yep, fair enough. 100%.
You'd be like collecting the money.
But I survived.
Yeah, I remember one that I was on talking about the bikie that's there with them generally to like collect the cash.
So if you don't know, usually with strippers, they have a bikie with them who comes along.
Not always, but there might be like protection. 100%. Well, because you can imagine like it would be pretty dangerous. But this guy was like, he was cool. But then I was like, kind of high and kind of awkward, and I went and gave him the money, and then I was like, so do you want to? I don't know. Do you want to come in for a beer? And he's like, I'm good, mate. And just sort of real staunch. I was like, yeah, no worries. It's just straight back inside.
Fuck it,
yeah, man. Yeah.
Now the strippers are good here, but they're better in Amsterdam.
Yeah.
Did you go to the sex show? I know I've talked about.
Yeah,
this
yeah, yeah. On my 21st birthday, I went to a sex show in Amsterdam.
Was it the one out the? There's one out there.
I'm sure I'm not going to know which one.
I've been to two in Amsterdam. Dixon and I, we both went. And there's one where it's just like a strip show.
Yeah.
And it was shit. So we went there the second night. The first night we went to this one and it's, I can't remember the name.
When was this?
This is 2019.
Oh, nice. I didn't know you'd been over there.
Yeah.
Oh, of course, when you would have done the Edinburgh Fringe.
Yes. That?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, there's a friend of mine called Kyle Legacy, who's a comedian, a scouser.
He's from Liverpool.
Now, I'll just find the message because I really want to get this right and I want to see in the comment section or at least let me know if you have been there.
Amsterdam's great. Amsterdam's sensational. I went there for my 21st.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, not just Amsterdam.
Great drugs
but
too.
This particular. Oh, what about the weed stink? It's fucking everywhere.
Weed, crazy. The ecstasy tablets over there are wild. They're like the size of these coasters. And very, very strong. I remember I was in Berlin and like burst into it. I was trying to find some pills and I burst into a toilet and I was like, can someone sell me some drugs? And this bloke's walked out and he's like, yeah. He's come out. He gave me, they were like 20 euros. And he said, take this, but only take half. And I was like, fucking half these nuts. Had the whole thing. Don't remember anything. I think I got carried out by security and like woke up. Me and my mate did that. Yeah, it was wild. So drugs over there are a lot stronger than what we get here.
I was so surprised about how many people come up to you and go, cocaine?
Yeah, they wait. The dudes that sell it, you'll be walking, you and Claire just be out for a walk and they wait till they're sort of in line with your ear. They walk past you and then when they're at your ear line, they go, cocaine? And cocaine. You turn and they're waiting there looking at you and they're like, yeah, you want some chalk? And you're like, no, I'm good, thanks, mate.
Okay, cocaine? What is this fucking joint? I'd love to find out. I'm looking at the 10 best.
Mate, there's fucking thousands of them.
No, this is the fucking spot. It's got this big thing out the front. Oh, is this it? Casa Rosso. Yeah. Casa Rosso, the most famous live sex show theater. Casa Rosso was established 50 years ago.
Ooh.
And the main venue in the red light district. The shows inside run on a continuous loop of 60 to 90 minutes.
Nice. Oh, yeah, no, yeah. And it's just going, you can just buy a ticket and you can just stay there for as long as you want.
So
I have been there.
There's dudes all out the front. There's all these like lights and it's really exciting. And we're walking in going, what's this going to be like? We walk in, try and find our seats. Up the front is all these Asian dudes who are super serious about it.
Yeah, it's fucking not to be messed around with.
They are super serious about watching live rooting.
Fuck yeah.
And everyone else in there, from all different ethnicities, colors, religions, well, probably not religions.
I think there'd be too many Hasidic Jews in there, mate.
Actually, a whole row of them. just flinging their foreskins onto the crowd, onto the stage. Everyone else in there is having a great time. And this is what really surprised me about sex shows because Claire was a bit weird about going.
It's too. It's wild. If you've never, because a lot of us have never been there, it's wild.
So then all this, they come out and they start having sex and you're like, okay, this is a bit weird. But then they start doing tricks.
Yeah.
And then they're doing spins.
Yeah.
And they're doing flips. And you're like, whoa, this is great. And then after every trick, it's like Cirque du Soleil. Everyone's like, yes, this is great. And then this black dude comes out.
Nice.
With the blackest long, I'm not kidding. I'm holding here a World War II bayonet, a German bayonet.
Great reference.
It was literally that long and that shiny.
Nice.
Huge cock.
Huge piece.
And as he walks out, everyone's just like, oh, no, run, it's not safe. It's like as thick as these cans.
You know what Inglorious Bastards when the bear Jew comes out of the cave and everyone's like, oh no. A great entrance.
Man, people were scared. And then
this
little blonde chick. And, man, it was one of the best experiences. It was hilarious. Everyone's getting up high five and strangers in this show.
It's a lot of fun.
I highly recommend it. But don't go to the dodgy ones.
Pay your money. Go to the good ones.
You go to the fucking the peep shows.
Yeah.
Terrible.
That's where dudes are jerking off in there.
I didn't see the dude ones.
No. Because the peep shows are in the little.
The dude's jerking off over the ladies in the peep show.
Yeah, there's you're in a little booth and you're looking through the peep show. Dudes are just whacking in there.
Well, when we went there, Claire didn't know other people could see you in the peep show.
Yeah.
And she walked and there's.
Claire started whacking off.
There's this old lady fingering herself and Claire goes, ah, that's fucking gross.
Yeah.
And everyone just looks at it, including the old lady.
Yeah. It just kept going, maintained eye contact.
It was beautiful.
On the subject of dicks and pussies, the Penisaurus Rex. I got a message from a
Cocosaurus.
Cocosaurus? My mistake.
Get it right.
Don't want to get that wrong. New Jurassic Park. Is this one in the new Jurassic Park that's about to come out?
I think it is. I think Chris Pratt
straddles it.
He gets fucked by it. if you're listening to this, Josh is currently holding a
3D printed
model of a man's penis.
But it has legs and a tail and testicles. So it's kind of like a dinosaur penis hybrid.
Like a Tyrannosaurus without arms but a cock.
Tyrannosaurus cocks.
Yeah. Cocosaurus.
But anyway, I got a message from somebody whose name's escaping me at the moment. They have a 3D printer. They've also printed one of these and they have a matching Vaginosaurus. So it's this, but it's got some flaps at the top.
We need a Vaginosaurus, Rex.
So I apologize, mate. I'm really sorry. I've forgotten your name. I'll message you after this. Fucking You got a PO box, don't you?
PO box 343 Charlestown, New South Wales 2290. Please flash that on the screen right there. PO box 343 Charlestown, New South Wales 2290.
If we could get one of those, that'd be greatly appreciated.
Yeah. Send us something and we'll open it on the channel. Address it to Cancel Me Now podcast. We'll open it up on the
We should have podcast. Cancel Me Now mailbag once a week.
Yes.
Send us some hate mail. So whatever you want to send us, we'll open anything.
Send us a fucking beer.
Christ. Somebody send us some fucking grog.
So the Bark Show was a great success.
Sick day. I was fucking crook till yesterday.
That's what I was going to say. You turned up.
Yeah, so I had a big Friday night.
You had a big Friday night. You turn up.
Hey, g'day, Buttsy. How you going?
I was like, what the fuck has happened to you? How are you, mate? Jesus Christ.
Well, as you can imagine, I shoot my mouth off when I've had a few beers. So we were outsourcing for my good mate Ryan's birthday on the Friday night. And obviously he got away from us as we do. I woke up fucking late already. Quickly threw on my best kit. I look good. I got a pair of RMs for my birthday recently. I had a nice pair of RM Williams.
Do you know they put the price up on the RMs?
Wouldn't know, mate. The boys bought it for me. But they're not cheap. They're about fucking 500 a pair, aren't they?
They are now $600 a pair.
Cost of living for us rich people's going through the roof.
$660.
Everyone's blowing up about petrol and fuel, but my biggest concern's about the RMs.
The RMs are fucking expensive, babe. How it's outrageous.
Us and the project managers are just fucking filthy.
I can't believe it.
We can't live like this.
There are a lot of people who love wearing the RMs.
They're great.
There was a lot. Well, my old man had them for years, and he would just like sort of.
Well, apparently you buy one pair and they last you forever. You just get them resold.
Yes, that's what he did, and he would like fucking wax them up, not wax them up.
I never understood the hype about them until I got a pair, and they're unbelievable. They're unbelievable, and like proper, they're obviously handcrafted, made right here in Australia, Adelaide, I think. Yeah,
aren't they made out of cockaroos,
whatever they can get, roadkill, badgers, wombats. They just skin it, tan it. Put it in a boot.
Have you ever been to fucking like the snow, like Perisher or whatever, and you see like the roadkill on the side of the road? It is horrendous.
Yeah,
it's like driving past Auschwitz in the fucking 40s. Like it is ridiculous it is crazy how many fucking dead animals.
Yeah.
Like are there, like roadkill is there.
It's cruel that they call it Perisher, isn't it? There's just so many Perish animals.
Why can't it be like Smallville.
Yeah, and that's Perisher because you come here to die. But anyway, so I was late because I was sourcing on Friday.
That's okay.
We kept getting away from that.
It was a very good time. I thoroughly enjoyed myself. I had a lot of interesting people say interesting things to me. Some people said congratulations. Some people said commiserations. Some people said happy birthday. That was weird.
that was me because I was so hungover. While we're here again.
But it was good. I'm excited to get married.
And, fuck yeah.
And
I'm pumped for the wedding.
Dixon has she has a couple of groups of friends, so she's sort of doing different shows with each other.
She having a hens?
No, she hates fucking
fun.
Me.
She hates fun.
No, she didn't want to like combine all the world, so she's doing smaller ones with the groups of mates.
That is always the interesting thing at like big events like Buck shows, because everyone, like regardless of who you are, you've got different groups of mates. You've got your work mates, you've got your footy mates.
You've got Jark and Adam Greentree coming together.
Exactly. And like Adam was really funny because he's obviously a fucking man's man, but he doesn't drink. And it was really interesting because we're all fucking well on our way.
Occasional beer, but not too many.
We're all well on our way by the time he got there, and he's sort of like mingling and we're all just fucking yahooing and being dickheads.
Yeah. And he's a lot older than us as well. Yeah. Like different sort of guy, but I appreciated him coming.
Yeah, good man. Very good man.
So I was trying to organise for Claire's hen show on the weekend. A dwarf stripper.
See, this is what we fucking should have had at yours. Why would you?
Do you know how much they wanted for a dwarf stripper?
I don't give a fuck, mate. You get it.
$800.
That's fine. That's worth every penny. I'd pay double that.
$100. A regular stripper.
We just had two on the podcast last week.
I did message Sinead. Did you? Yeah, she knew anyway. She said, yeah, I do actually. Yeah. Well, I messaged her because she said that it's a close-knit community.
Yeah, well, she's going to know.
I don't want to be rude here, but do you know any dwarf strippers? She said, I do.
Well, I wanted one handcuffed to you for the day. I wanted
You should have got Sinead. That would have been great.
She would have loved that. They were great. They were so good.
Sinead and Cameron.
Yeah.
They're fucking legends.
They were great. That was great. Go listen to last week's podcast.
It's always weird seeing someone's butthole while you're sitting next to them.
That was a first. Like watching pornography with some little people with them.
Reviewing it.
Like sitting next to a dude whose dick's getting sucked on camera. Well, I was like, oh, fucking respect. Great dick.
Yeah.
It was good.
He did have a good Morton.
Great dude. That's what I said. It looked good in those little hands.
Didn't it? It looked huge. I wonder if, do you think like many dwarfs would actually full regular size people.
Yeah, you like imagine your like your celebrity dwarfs like Wee Man and Vern Troyer of Austin Powers fame.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They'd be doing loads of rooting.
They'd have to.
Yeah.
But like for a chick to fuck Wee Man.
He's talking like the logistics of the root.
No,
now.
just to do it. Like, wouldn't you think that that girl would be like, oh, like this is cool, like I'm meeting a celebrity. But then you'd be like,
yeah, there'd be star fuckers.
Do I really want Wee Man to fuck me?
Yeah, I reckon.
Do you?
I reckon there'd be girls that can see. Because like even like anyone with a disability, like I don't know, because it's not a disability, is it? Well, what are they like?
I can't believe you just said anyone able. Who's retarded. No. I can't believe you just said that.
No, but like there are people like, you know, Dylan Alcott. Like his partner's able-bodied. She's like a sex therapist. Like so, there's like
is she?
Yeah,
it's soft, mate. There'd be some fucking prostate stimulation going on there.
Fucking crazy.
That's
stuff.
That's how Stephen Hawking used to come. There's no joke here. This is literally how he used to come.
What are you setting up for?
Prostate stimulation. That's how Stephen Hawking. I don't know if Dylan Alcott comes through prostate stimulation, but we should
let
find
us know.
Out.
Dylan, let us know. Reach
Dylan.
Out.
Just Dylan, drop like the little poo emoji into the comment section.
If that's what you're in.
Hey, but no, if you but Dylan's not Dylan doesn't have a he's got an issue with his legs, doesn't he? It's not a feeling.
He's not able bodied.
Like no, I know he's not able-bodied. I think he's putting it on, to be honest. No, but he's not.
Well, he's fucking pretty good at tennis.
Maybe he is. He's great at tennis.
He seems to be going all right at tennis.
No, but what I'm saying is he's not lost feeling. It's more like an issue with the actual structure of his legs, right?
Yeah.
Can we find out?
I don't know, yeah.
I don't know. Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
He wouldn't like me anyway. Fucking Dylan. He's too much of a nice guy.
He's lovely and, like, talented and...
That's the problem.
Everything we're not.
He would not be on this show. He wouldn't come on this show. Tell you what. He's too nice.
He's got too much to lose.
He literally does. He has too much to lose. He wouldn't come on this show.
That's why we've got, there's like a bar of people we can have. It's like comedians. Like comedians are sweet. But like anyone, even like we had Dan and Kemp on the other week.
Yeah.
Not that he was apprehensive because he was awesome, but there were times when I was like, you've got a lot to lose here. Like we do need to, we can't let rip. Because there's like.
That's the great thing about, that's the one thing that scaffolders and comedians have in common. We're the bottom of the barrel.
Dead shit.
Like there's no way. You can't go any further down.
That's what I was having this conversation with someone on the weekend. They're like, oh no, it was one of my teacher mates of all people.
Oh, fucking
teachers.
Well, he's got a day off tomorrow, doesn't he?
And he was saying, I'd love to sort of do what you guys are doing, but I'm concerned because of like my work and like things that I say, I couldn't be myself fully because like, for example, if I was a teacher and then they heard me talking about Dylan Alcott's ass getting fingered, then the kids at school saw that, it's like that could be an issue. But I was like,
you're right, it could be an issue.
It could be an issue. But there's nothing you and I could say that is going to upset anyone on a job site. Like, do you know what I mean? Like there's no, yeah, I hate 10 times worse every day. We could go as bad as we want. We could go as hard as we want. And there are blokes out there that'd be like, you guys are fucking soft. Like on the bricklayers, it'll be like, gay.
I could go on a full Kramer rant.
Exactly.
And there'd be bricklayers out there going, same.
You're not going hard enough.
No, I know. Yeah.
Which is kind of the nice thing because you can just kind of, and the same with what you do, like you just let rip.
Well, you've never seen me live.
No, I know. I have. I saw you at the...
That was 5 years ago.
Yeah, I know. And you said it was a tough room too.
It was a shit room.
They were out for dinner. It was like a dinner and a show kind of thing in it.
The worst.
Yeah.
You'll have to, I'm going to do a, no one knows about this. I'm going to do a show in Sydney at the Factory Theatre at the end of the year. Because I did.
Factory Theatre is sick.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of bands there.
I did a big show in Penrith. I think it was like 1,700 people, but I haven't done the city of Sydney. So I thought I'd do both this year because that sort of makes sense.
Factory Theatre is cool. It's
good. Yeah. I've never done it before. I have done it once before. That was in 2015. I did my first festival show. There was 3 people on opening night.
Perfect.
Yeah, so the only way is up.
Probably be the same this time.
I think so.
Is it Marrickville? Somewhere like that.
Yeah. It's Marrickville, I do believe. Yeah. But yeah, so long story short, and this is what this podcast is about, is the Bucks show went very, very well.
Bucks was good.
Everyone got it home. We smacked a big fat cigar.
Yeah, that was cool. That was pretty baller.
And I went on a nice little rant on my
That was nice.
Someone gave me my fucking phone and let me go on my Facebook page.
That was good. That was funny.
It was funny.
You're like, merch sales are down. Like, while you're puffing a big stogie in a rum bar. Like, merch sales are down. Buy some shit. That was good. That was funny.
I love that shit.
All right, tell you what's not funny. R. Kelly just got 30 years today.
I think that is, he fucking deserves it. So what did he do?
What did he do? I don't know. I know he pissed on some people and I know he had sex with some underage girls. So probably 30 years is, I don't know. And he's already been away for a few years, hasn't he?
I'm going to Google. Oh, what did R. Kelly did?
What did R. Kelly did?
What did R. Kelly I'd just like to point out, I did not write, or did R. Kelly did? Someone else
said. You would. That was that a suggested?
Yes.
Google's most suggested.
Last year, Kelly, R. Kelly, Robert Kelly. Is that his name? Robert?
Roberto.
Robin.
Rolf.
Kelly was found guilty of charges including sexual exploitation of a child, racketeering, bribery, and the real stinker, sex trafficking.
Yeah, we probably...
The jury found that government proved Kelly was at the head of a criminal conspiracy to recruit and coerce girls, boys, and women.
Into sounds place. Like a syndicate.
Fuck.
Okay, so maybe.
That's like some full.
Maybe don't free R. Kelly. Maybe.
No, I think.
Maybe don't free R.
Let's
Kelly.
Let's start a fucking GoFundMe to free R. Kelly. Bring him back. Bring him back.
Can you still listen to like Ignition? Like how many DJs this weekend are going to be playing Ignition in the clubs?
See, this is the type of person that I am. I would play that first.
100%. That's like your opener.
Straight away.
Ignition into Trapped in the Closet.
Or if you see a girl pass out, that's when you play Ignition.
Oh, she looks sleepy.
Hard and fresh in the kitchen.
Yeah, nah, he probably needs to go away then, doesn't he?
Ah, fuck the him and Ghislaine Maxwell.
Ghislaine Maxwell's gone.
She's an absolute.
What's she been doing?
She just got sentenced to 20 years.
Oh, I thought she was still, they were still looking for her. remember she was hiding
She's
out?
Been in jail for years, mate. I don't think they know where she is.
I thought they couldn't find her.
No, that's Wally.
Oh, yeah.
Or do you mean Maddie McCann?
Nah. Oh. No, I meant William Tyrrell, sorry.
Oh, fuck, all right.
That's who they couldn't find.
That's who they couldn't find. Turned 11 yesterday. Hope you're happy with yourself.
Did he?
Yeah.
Happy birthday. That's fucked up. Lil Nas X was blowing up because he wasn't nominated. You know, the BET Awards were just recently.
The BET Awards?
Because for some reason.
What the fuck is a BET?
Black Entertainment Television.
Oh, of course I know what the BET Awards. Have you noticed how white I am?
I was going to give you a hint. You're not up for anything this year.
No.
But Lil Nas X is blowing up because he wasn't nominated for anything. And they're like, that's homophobic. He's like, is it? Perhaps just because you're a fucking shit musician.
Well, he didn't do anything this year, did he?
I don't know.
He had like that, all those
no,
songs.
No, I'm pretty sure he brought an album out, brought some shoes out with some blood in them.
Oh.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
That's so good.
Yeah. But he's like, they're homophobic.
I might start bleeding on me merch just to drive sales.
You should bring some blood candles out.
Period blood candles.
Yeah, blood candles.
Fuck yeah.
Blood shoes.
Yeah, but I know I haven't heard of the Black Entertainment Awards. Is that what it's called?
BET.
The BET Awards. The White Entertainment Awards, that should be a thing.
Get wet.
Get wet at the White Entertainment Awards. Right now, Taylor Swift wins for the fourth year in a row.
You'd be big. You'd be hosting. You'd be like Gervais. You'd be hosting.
At the White Entertainment Awards. Yeah. G'day, everyone. Hail, Buttsman.
You would too, you sicko.
Yeah. There has been some conversations with I probably shouldn't say that.
All right, we'll leave it. We'll talk about it later. We'll talk about it on the Patreon.
A politician. No, I can't even talk about it on the Patreon because it'll get me killed. A politician who we wanted to do a story on, and then it was like they were surrounded in like white supremacy.
Oh, yeah.
And we found out and we're like, oh.
Australian politician?
Nah.
Oh, okay.
Maybe.
Okay.
But I'm not talking about it. It's crazy.
Oh, really? Like, so you started digging and you're like, ooh.
Well, we wanted to do things, but yeah, it was full on.
Full on.
Don't want to talk about it. Don't want to get killed. But it was full on.
Don't want to get killed. We'll talk about it when the mics are off.
Yeah, I will.
Lordy, keep the mics on.
That's something Lordy would fucking do.
Like a hot mic.
Oh, sorry, bro.
Oh, sorry, mate. You're dead now.
Oh, no. Oh, no, cuz. You have been killed.
You're dead. Yeah, right.
Ooh, but, yeah, so going to Hawaii in a couple of weeks.
That's a honeymoon.
That's a honeymoon. Watch out.
That'll be good. I'm going to Hawaii next year for a wedding. Have you been before?
No. Have you?
No. Apparently it's unreal.
I heard it's terrible.
Well, I think it's like Fiji in the sense that like the resorts are great. Don't leave the resorts because the country is actually a bit of a shithole.
Oh, I think it's okay.
I think it's pretty fucked up. I think there's a lot of drugs, which is great.
So it's just like the buck show.
So it's great.
The buck show every day.
No, I think it's like there's a lot of poverty and shit and crime. But
in Hawaii?
Fucking oath, yeah. But Dog the Bounty Hunter. You ever watch Dog the Bounty Hunter?
I was just in fucking LA.
Do you ever watch Dog the Bounty Hunter?
Of course I watched Dog the Bounty Hunter.
That motherfucker was applying his trade in Hawaii, just catching crimps.
Really? That was in Hawaii?
Yeah, fucking hell. That's why he always said, brah. Go with Christ, brah.
I remember his wife.
Yeah, Beth.
Beth.
Beth with the great
set.
She
was big.
She had a great set on her.
Great set of tits.
Great set of norks.
Huge.
Yeah.
Knockabouts.
Yeah.
Real knockabout blokes.
Salt Lake Cities.
Real saucy milkers.
The old skin footies. Oh. Anyway, yeah, so I think the resorts, it's like Fiji. Like Fiji is like the, all the resorts are fucking silky. And then outside of it, it's like pretty poor.
Lordy, you've been there, haven't you? Is it good?
Is my assessment correct, Lordy?
No, it's one of the biggest.
Yeah, there's a lot of, and it's like not like fun. It's not like fun drugs like Amsterdam where it's like pot and MDMA and a bit of coke. It's like, it's just ice. Yeah. It's like meth and fucking.
Well, I was honestly so surprised.
Shout out Hawaii.
When I, yeah, sounds like a great place. When I went
anyway,
over.
Anyway, I hope you have a great time.
When I went over to LA, like how many people were just cracked out? I saw a dude smoking crack 2 minutes into my drive out of the airport in New York.
Respect.
Like I said, is that a bloke smoking crack? He goes, yeah, man, everyone smokes crack around here.
A bit of crack. Morning coffee, a bit of crack.
Morning coffee.
I remember I was in Limerick in Ireland. Hey, there once was a man from Limerick.
Whose name was Lewis.
Anyway, there was one of my mates lived there and I'd gone to visit him and I was in Cork, which is like a couple of hours away. And when I told my mates in Cork that I was going to Limerick, they said, be careful if you go on to Stab City. And I was like, where's Stab City? And they're like, no, Limerick is nicknamed Stab City. Oh, and I was like, why? They're like, because it's fucking pretty violent. And I was like, oh, that's not good. So my mate picked us up from the train station. And I was like, hey, let's go with this place being called Stab City. And he goes, oh, a long time ago, pretty rough. Like Limerick was pretty rough, but it's sweet now. And as we pull out of the train station, this bloke stumbles out of this pub covered in blood and we start laughing. I was like, oh yeah, it's cleaned up, isn't it? Then he lunges at our car. I was like, fucking go. Mate, same thing. We'd been there like 2 minutes. Fuck. I was like, this place is not cleaned up at all. No. Anyway, had a great time in Limerick. Limerick was awesome.
It was nice.
But it should probably hold on to the nickname Stab City.
Man, I just like where we live. Like
we're so lucky, bro.
It's just so
it's
good
the
here.
Best place.
It's so good. Everywhere else stinks to high.
Yeah, and we're so lucky. Like the wheels just seem to be falling off everywhere.
Everywhere.
And like, I can fully understand how like if you're watching the news and on your phone, you can like get wound up and think that things are terrible. But when you stop and like look around and like, again, I'm saying this because like where we live, it's like, oh, actually it's fucking sick. Like,
like honestly, when everything's going like, and you'll get this when you get canceled. I know you got canceled a little bit.
Nah, I need a proper.
When you get a proper cancel.
I need a hard cancellation.
You just walk outside and you go, oh.
Yeah. As soon as you put your phone down.
If you leave your phone at home,
yeah,
man, nothing matters. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like it's all just.
It's not real.
It's not real.
I had this conversation on Friday night with one of my mates. You know when you're DMing with your mate? And we're saying, it's not real. Like social media, because we're talking about like girls. We're bagging girls because they're just like constantly
sexist.
Yeah, I am. But I was like, yeah, but like it's not real.
I can't hang around with girls.
Don't they annoy you? They fucking annoy the fuck out of me.
This is the great thing about Dixon. She's fucking, she's one of us.
She's one of the boys.
She's one of the boys. Yeah. But not like one of the boys.
Nah, she's just normal.
She's just normal. Yeah. But I cannot imagine trying to keep up with other women all the time.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
Like there's this group that one of my friends is in with and they're like, oh, you got to make sure that, you know, you wear this color to this event because I'm wearing this color and the other ones are wearing this color and this is in the middle so we won't clash. It's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
When you're going for dinner, like Friday night dinner with you and your mate and his missus, and then like Jesse will be like, can you ask her what she's wearing? Like, what are we wearing? I'm like, we're going to the pub for food.
Who cares?
Like, who cares? Just put some fucking, like, let's go. I'm hungry.
Whatever. It doesn't even matter.
Yeah, everything's hard. Everything's hard.
And that's why I hate strippers. To bring it back. Because this whole thing about, oh, you can't touch.
You shouldn't be touching the strippers, mate.
But why would I give a shit about boobs if you can't touch them?
Because it's fun.
Why? That's like walking into a fucking some type of smorgasbord of food and you're starving.
No, I disagree.
But you can't eat it.
What about like, you know, you go to the Louvre in Paris, right? And you can see the Mona Lisa.
Yeah.
You can appreciate the Mona Lisa, right? You haven't got to touch it. You can just look at it.
That's a work of art, not fucking Beryl who's a meth addict with three kids.
Some people would say a good set of fucking fake knockers are a work of art.
Imagine the person that used to fuck the Mona Lisa.
Make Lisa moan.
Isn't that a footy show?
I don't know. Probably. Yeah.
Do you ever watch the best of the footy show?
Yeah, quite often.
Yellow videotape from back in the day. Did you ever see that?
Nah. Good.
It's great. It was great. Fuck good old times.
Yeah.
I wanted to see how long you'd last without doing anything.
I was trying not to look at you. I was like, oh, shit.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, what a beautiful episode. Thank you very much for the beers, Blue.
Oh, is it over? We've only done fucking 40 minutes.
How long have we been going for?
What have we done, Lordy?
An hour.
We've got to pump out more than an hour.
Okay.
This is where I suggest, I don't know, we'll talk about it off air. We should be doing an hour, then we should be doing another hour.
Another hour?
Not another hour, but more. Anyway, it doesn't matter. We're obviously exhausted. You've had a big day. Why'd you have a big day? You said you were in a mood when I got here. It's been a day, Blue. That's what I said. He walked in. Again, me and Lordy just small talking. Where is he? Where is this bloke? And he comes in on the phone like fucking Ari Gold off Entourage. He comes in, gives me a fucking wet handshake and then walks back out.
Oh,
yeah. The price of oil. And he's,
you know where I was?
Just making deals.
I went for a run.
No, when you were on the phone before.
Yeah, I can't just come back from a run.
Were you on the phone when you're running? What's going on?
No, I stopped. I usually do half an hour. I did 25 and then I was talking to my dad.
Oh, nice.
So he called me and Nana needed some things in the nursing home that she's in. So I went and dropped those off.
Nice.
And all it was it just sort of we had our plan for the afternoon and because I'm autistic.
Yeah, you know like when plans get changed at all. Right. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. All things just go. They go astray. Like
if anything deviates slightly, your fucking head's going
to
fall off.
Fucked. Because I need to go to the gym. I don't want to be fat.
Why don't you go to the gym early so it's done?
Well, usually we do. We go in the morning.
What time?
Like 11.
Fuck, that's like lunchtime, bro.
Yeah, but I do in the mornings. I get up at 8.
Up at 8? What time do you go to bed?
12. I get 8 hours.
Fuck, that's late, man.
I work from 8-ish.
Yeah.
8:15 to around lunchtime, 11 o'clock. At the gym, then I run, and I come back, do some work in the afternoon, and then I have to be eating dinner at 6 o'clock.
What are you doing till midnight if you have dinner at 6? Because I have dinner at 6 too, but I'm asleep by 8. What are you doing from 6 till midnight?
We watch a bit of Netflix, Current Affair.
Till midnight?
No, we usually go to bed about 10, and then I play on my phone, watch some YouTube, bit of TikToks, listen to some shit.
I want
to
change your routine, eh?
Why?
That's midnight.
But I sleep 8 hours.
You could knock everything over by like midday and have the whole arvo to like do whatever you want.
But this is the thing. When I have the whole afternoon to do nothing.
No, not nothing. You could do anything.
What?
Anything you want.
Like?
Greyhound racing. Get the fucking dogs on the telly and punt.
There's nothing to do. I have to have things to do, otherwise I lose my mind.
Come work with me. Come do a day. No. Oh, actually, do you know what would be a great little vlog? Lordy. I'll bring this on a day. I'll take this for a day on the scaff. It would just be funny. It would be heaps funny to see how like
day of a real job. But I've worked real jobs. I hate real jobs.
No, but like a real fuck. Make sure it's a real shit day. Wait till it's summer and it's hot.
I worked as a fucking landscaper. I did.
I know, but you've gone soft. You haven't done it for a long time.
Of course I've gone soft.
I don't want to.
I did it deliberately. I did everything to do to not get a real job. From the ages of 17 to fucking 25.
You worked hard to make sure you didn't have to work hard.
I worked every fucking stupid job, from security to landscaping to everything in the middle.
I'd love to get you for a day on the scaff.
It might happen.
Yeah, it'd just be funny to just film it. You wouldn't even have to do a full day. Just get like the morning because you'd have to be up at like 5:30. So like that would be funny enough. Like just seeing how tired and shitty you are.
Well, when I go on the road, I get up at 5.
Oh, that's good.
But mate, let's not fucking have a go at my routine.
No.
I get it done.
No.
Everything gets done.
It's just interesting to see how different it is.
But here's the thing. Saturdays, what are you doing?
Saturday, possibly working. I get up and train and then potentially have to go and do work on a Saturday.
What about Sundays? You working Sundays?
Sunday's my day. Sundays are fucking R&R.
So I work every day.
Yeah, but like what's work? Like what's work on a Sunday?
Sitting in front of the computer writing.
Yeah, but that's like I write stories too. That's not work.
You write headlines.
Yeah. Sensationalist headlines.
You write headlines.
Sensationalist headlines.
And I saw your headline the other day. It was very funny. Man is drunk. Ha 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 ha. Very good.
Which one?
Very, very clever.
Oh, the on yeah. Ha,
yeah,
ha,
but
ha.
I write like, 20-minute long videos for YouTube for I'm just saying it's a longer form than a headline.
Yeah.
You can have that other beer if you want.
Do you want it?
No.
You'll share it?
Yeah.
No, you have it. I think I've already had 3, haven't I?
Yeah, this is my third.
Yeah.
No, I know that my job is super fucking like I do not work hard. I could work so much harder.
No, you do work hard. It's just a different hard.
It's a very different
one.
Like,
I just would like I say it to all like all my mates who work like what I consider to be soft gay jobs. I'm like, I just love
soft
to get
gay jobs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like sucking dicks.
Not that gay. No, mate, different kind of gay.
I completely get what you're saying because I've worked shit jobs.
Yeah.
Whether it's working on building sites or landscaping in the middle of summer or that type of shit, I know how much it sucks and how hard it is. And
It doesn't suck.
I did everything in my power not to do that.
Yeah.
I was so desperate
to not do that.
Fuck. That I became a comedian.
That's desperate.
I was so desperate to not have a real job. And I know that what I do is ridiculous. Like, I'm so fucking lucky.
It's wild.
It is absolutely insane. It's the only reason I have my house is because I took a chance with that type of
stuff.
It's
so funny, man. People always ask me, they go like, so does he, how does he go? Like, my mates, like, because it's funny because, like, I was saying to you the other day, when I go, like, people recognize me from the podcast when I'm out, which is, like, great. But my mates will hammer me. They'll be like, ugh, fuck it. And I'm, but
what do they hammer you a bit?
No, just because, like, I'm like, if someone comes and says g'day to me, I'm like, I will leave my mates for 5 minutes ago and that cunt's bothered to say good day to me, so I'll go and have a yarn with him.
You're still in the honeymoon stage.
Yeah, probably. I'm sure, I saw you and Frenchie the other night.
Hello, but, idiot. Bye. Yeah,
fuck off. Here's your photo. Fuck off. But no, it was funny. But then my mate, I'll come back and they'll go, oh, no, but seriously, like, does Butchie make a living from it? And I always tell them, like, well, like, not to disclose too much, but, like, he lives in a nice house and, like, that's what he does. Like I said, it's not like the videos are, and then he gets up and does his job and that's what he does. I was like, no, that's what he does.
Yeah.
Like, he's good. Like, it's good. It's awesome.
It's very lucrative. But I'm
very rich.
I'm very rich. But I'm doing very well, but not like LA YouTuber well.
Well, there's
levels.
And that's the crazy thing. Like, to go like you're making a good living from it. You and Dixon are living a nice life and doing what you're doing. And that's like, I don't know, on the scale of like, if you use a, you know, if like fucking starting out's here and LA YouTuber Rogan is here, you'd be like just probably above.
Yeah, just visible.
Just visible. And yeah, then there's everything in between.
There's people that make all the money I've ever earned in a month.
Yeah, exactly. I looked at Tim Dillon's Patreon the other day, 300 grand a month.
Fuck me.
From Patreon. So fucking sign up.
Check out the Patreon, you dog.
It's $1 a month.
$1 a month. How hard?
No, but like 300 grand a month he makes from Patreon. That's not when he's doing shows. That's not when he's like YouTube. Like 300 grand a month from Patreon.
Please.
We don't even want, I would settle for like fucking 200 grand a month.
Yeah. I'd even go as low as 175.
I don't know. It's wild. It's wild how much people can make from it. It's cool.
But no, it's I absolutely recognize the people who, you know, work real hard jobs. And to those people, I just say,
uh-huh. Work harder.
Work harder, losers. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, be a good motherfucker, peace and release. Thanks for joining us. And check out the Patreon as well. It's getting very close to 6 o'clock, Bluey.
Yeah, it's 10 to din-dins. Fucking soft cock.
Time for din-dins.
Sign up to the Patreon. I want 300 grand a month.
Yeah, me too. Bye.
Bye. Stop that. I hear I'm chatting the noise, move too quick, can't stop for the talk.